You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. We're here with Lee, so I want to make it clear.
I'm in San Jose.
My radio wife is with me in the studio, so that's fantastic. One of our best pals is with us, Brian Burke. He's eBay's Director of Global Reputation, and he's joined by his esteemed colleague from Salt Lake, Christine Damos. She's the Senior Manager for Seller Experience, and both of them are here and ready to answer your questions about the new seller standards at 888-RADIO-30. That call-in your question number is 888-723-4630.
And for some reason, if you're too shy to call in, or maybe you're at work and you can't call in, or you're listing like crazy, you can click the Contact Us tab on your eBay radio player, and I get it in my email. So we're going to be taking calls, and we're going to be taking Contact Us, and we're going to be looking on the chat board today. Griff, CB in Chicago, Illinois, is on the line. User ID, Bear Armor, B-E-A-R, Armor. Hi, CB. What's your question or comment today?
Yeah, hi. I'm mostly a buyer. I don't sell much. And my husband, same thing. He listed an item, and the person said that the item arrived damaged. And she said she cannot afford to ship it back at her own expense, which we believe. She said she cannot get to the FedEx office to ship. We don't know if we believe that. And she wants her money back no matter what. We understand that. So we think the buyer protection is going to force us to refund no matter what, since she's claiming damage. We've gotten to agreement where we want her to ship the item back because the item was made of leather and rubber. And she's claiming that it's somehow that the shipping caused it to break into little pieces. We don't want to get involved. We think that it's almost impossible, and we don't want to be involved in any kind of claim like that. She's putting the claim on us. She wants to keep the item. That was the other problem. She wanted to keep the item, but wanted to us to file the claim, and I don't think she understands that she has to give up the item if we're filing the claim.
So I'll give you my take. Brian and Christine, feel free to jump in, and Lee, if you like. So I know that eBay, in a return situation, because the item arrives damaged, and we'll say it's, we'll just call it that for now, even though that comes under sort of item is not described, that the buyer has to be able to return the item in order to receive a refund. So we would never force a seller to give a refund without having the item. There are situations where eBay will actually pay out the refund, and it's called no fault, and the buyer doesn't have to send the item back. But I don't know if Brian's recommendation is going to be the same. My recommendation would be to just pay for return shipping and have her ship it back. What would you say?
I would agree. And if she chooses not to do that, that's okay. You know, at that point, I wouldn't refund her the money.
No.
Because I think what you want is the item to come back to you.
That's correct. I'd like the item to come back. Is there a way to do this through the eBay system? That's where I got stuck, is trying to figure out how to do it through eBay where I need to pay for the shipping up front because she can't afford it.
And if you were using managed returns, or what we now call hassle-free returns, that's built into the system.
All right. We signed up after the fact. I talked to my husband about this, and
it won't cover transactions after, that are completed.
So that's okay. How do we ensure? In other words, would keeping FedEx records of the return, because FedEx can pick it up and all that, would keeping those records be adequate for? Okay, what if she doesn't return it, or if she returns it, but there's issues or whatever.
So let me ask you first, has she opened a case?
That was going to be my other question. Who opens the case? Can we open it, or does she
have
to open it?
No, she would have to open it. She would have to open the case, yes.
Okay, and that would be a good thing, I assume, yes?
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you can handle it without her opening the case, that would be ideal.
And so far, yeah. Right.
So if it were me, what I would do is I would say, here is how this will work. I'm so sorry this happened. I know it's disappointing. Get an item and it's been damaged in transit. We apologize for that. We will pay for you to ship the item back. Because we're working outside of an eBay system, you don't even have to go to that detail. Just say, whatever postage you incur to ship this back, we will pay for it. Or if you use the same system, we know how much it cost, so we'll just send you that as a payment through PayPal, and then send the item back, and we will issue a full refund, and we hope you'll come back and buy from us again. That last sentence is the key, because when you say, we hope you'll come by and shop with us again, you've just told the buyer that you trust them, and you want to be trusted as well. And then wait to see what happens. And if you do all this through member-to-member messaging, and right, in the future she says the seller wouldn't acquiesce to my demands, eBay will back you up in this case.
Well, we've got a pretty much agreement that we're supposed to pay for it and have it back. In fact, I've already talked to FedEx, and for $7, they can pick it up, and I can use my FedEx account number, and then everything's fine. So
that's not only fine.
I was worried about being part of going through the eBay system if I could.
Just having tracking numbers. Since you're using your account, there'll be a tracking number. And the cool thing about using your account is, and this is what I love to focus on, it makes it easier for the buyer. So the buyer isn't going to have to do much work except slap it back into the box and FedEx will come pick it up. That's right. Fabulous.
CB, I hope we've helped you today. Thank you so much for your call.
Can I say one more thing?
Very
we have
quickly,
a long
line of people.
Thank you so much for that easy eBay shipping thing you provided. Again, not shipping much. I was really fearful, and I got in, and it was so easy, and I love it. Thank you.
Thank you,
CB.
Label printing. Yeah, I love it, too.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Okay.
Appreciate your call today. Okay, from our Contact Us button, Griff.
Yes.
Martha from Dallas, Texas, known on eBay as Her World Dallas, said, I would like to know why the following scenario should penalize the seller. And she put in here what the seller said and what she said back to the seller. Hello, I just wanted to tell you that I will be returning the Brennan's menu to you. I already have two vintage menus from Brennan's, and they are a lot bigger than the one you sent me. I need the third one to match the other two. Thank you. The response that they gave her was, we are disappointed that you're not happy with the Brennan's menu. Upon receipt of the menu, we will refund your payment. The size of the menu was stated in the description. Signed, Herb. Her response, Dear Herwold Dallas, I didn't pay any attention to the size that was listed. Since I already had two, I just thought they were all the same size.
Yeah, and I would not have gone down that arguing with the buyer. Yeah, so I know you're right and that you did publish the measurements. Once a buyer has made the mistake and they want to return items, the best thing to say is, oh, I'm so sorry, it's not working for you, return it. I never point out that I had, because the subtext is, if you would read the description, you stupid idiot.
Which is really how we feel.
Yeah, which is how we feel, exactly. So why would that, the question is from Martha, why would that count? Does that count?
Would that penalize the seller?
So in that scenario, so if the buyer's purchased, and Christy, I think you should chime in on this one as well.
Yes,
but,
please.
You know, I think it's, you know, my understanding. So in that scenario, the buyer's returning the item. So the buyer's the one who's actually initiating the return in this case. It's not because it wasn't as described.
Right.
And so the seller needs to make sure that they use our system. And so today the system is the unpaid item canceled transaction flow, and go in and select the appropriate reason. You know, if the buyer's returning it because, you know, it was damaged, then yes, that should count against the seller because the buyer didn't get what they expected. In this case, the buyer got what they expected. It doesn't meet their needs. They want to return it. The seller should go in and say this was canceled for, buyer mistake or
buyer
change.
Yeah, right. Because it wasn't as described. It was exactly as described.
Correct. Then there's like seven or eight reasons. So, Christy, I don't know if there's anything else you want to add to that.
No, I think you got it. And I think, like my earlier answer, it kind of depends on exactly, like, when everything happened and whatnot. But I think that ideally what you described would be perfect.
And again, another reason why you should be using the no-hassle return feature.
Yes.
Because this is all built in. It's so important to use this. Lee, as the gatekeeper for questions.
All right, here we go. Christian, in Salem, Oregon, known on eBay as Urban Picker. Hey, Christian, what's your question or comment?
First, I had a comment on the new standards. I think it's a good idea because previously, as far as DSRs went, the item as described, you only had a 1% tolerance. You could only be at 1% before you were below standard, so... worst case scenario, like, of course, you should always shoot to be top rated, but things do happen, and sometimes luck can pile up in weird ways at weird times. You know, everything will be going great for a while, and then you'll have a few situations, like, right in a row. So 5% seems like a pretty fair number to me as far as what's going to get you in hot water and, you know, be too low. So, let's see. The question I had was, are you guys seeing any issues because the seller agreement switched over to reimbursements are now going on to just your regular invoice, your fee invoices, so you can pay off there? But
well, we'll answer your question when we come back right after this break. And then, so stay on the line with us for the next few minutes. This open phone segment was sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Brian and Christy are going to stay with us. Call us now at 888-723-4630. We're talking seller standards on eBay Radio.
It's the 11th anniversary of eBay Radio with our party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Reserve your spot now for this exciting three-day event, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. Meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. All 3 days, just $150. Deluxe rooms are just $59 a night. Register now at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Inventory Scout is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 249.
When selling apparel on eBay, it's important to provide good information for the buyer, and that includes pictures. Amy Weintraub is known on eBay as top-rated seller Shop It Fashion. She has this tip.
I'm always amazed that in fashion items, whether it's a t-shirt or a dress, they're not photographing the back of the dress or the shirt. And that's just really important. People want to see what it looks like in the back. Even if it's a graphic t-shirt that has nothing on the back, if you photograph the back, then you won't get the question, is there anything on the back? So take a moment, turn the dress over, turn the mannequin around, get a quick shot of the back.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We're on the line with Christine Damos, our Senior Manager for Seller Experience, and in studio with Lee from San Diego. And Brian Burke is with us from eBay. He's eBay's Director of Global Reputation, otherwise known as feedback. It's a fancy word for... I mean, you're still just dealing with feedback.
Feedback.
After, right, exactly. If anyone knows feedback, it's Brian. So Christine and Brian will take your calls and answer questions at 888-723-4630. And we're on the line with
Christian in Salem, Oregon.
And Christian had a question, Lee. And that was something about invoicing. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really nervous. I'm not used to being on the radio. But my general question is, are you guys seeing any issues with sellers having problems getting reimbursements paid back to eBay? Because I know it just switched over to where it's all put on one thing now. But I'm just wondering if you guys have any advice with that, or what your official way that you go about doing that, if maybe people might be missing something or something. Because, and then also, and like,
Christian, before you move on, so just so I'm clear, are you asking, are we seeing any issue with us getting reimbursements from sellers?
Well, with sellers trying to pay back reimbursements to eBay, and there being not a way to do that.
Unaware.
Do you mean reimbursements for cases?
Yeah, there's the reimbursement account, and then there's your seller fee account.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Previously, you have to set up a reimbursement method, which
right.
I was, and once you set that up, eBay is supposed to take the money out of that. But I'm just wondering if you guys are seeing any issues with that, or how long it could possibly take. What's the longest amount of time after you set up, like if you owe a reimbursement to eBay and you set up a reimbursement method, how long is it before that money comes out of your account to eBay? Like if you're trying to pay eBay back their reimbursement and you can't get that done.
I think that's something he needs to send you an email about, isn't it, Griff?
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated billing question. None of us here have the answer to that. So
not directly related to seller standards.
If you want to send it to me, Christian, at griff@ebay.com, I'll forward it to our billing experts for a response.
Christian, thank you very much. And by the way, you sound great on the radio.
Yeah, he's a good radio guy.
Very nice voice.
I love the show, too. I just found out about it. It's awesome having Griff on here. I know he's a legend in the eBay game, and I've heard him on some podcasts and stuff like that. So
he's the
man. Great show.
Thank you very much, Christian.
Like this.
We appreciate
that. You did very well. You weren't nervous at all.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. This from the Contact Us button, Griff. It is from Edie in Santa Monica, California, known on eBay as La-Di-Da.
La-Di-Da.
I've had buyers who say it is not as described and then keep the item, sometimes with a partial refund and sometimes with no refund. Does that count as a defect?
Well, Christine, what do you say?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if I understand the use case correctly, it would be like the buyer opened the case and said, you know, the item was not what I expected or whatever, and then they change their mind and decide to keep it. So that would actually still be a defect. And so to be really clear, so anytime the situation times out, or even if the buyer closes a case, those still do count as defects. And the reason for that is that we know that even if the buyer decides to keep the item, just we see that when they still have to open a case, even to have the communication for the consideration, it still makes them less likely to return to that seller and shop on eBay. So that's why those are counted in the defect rate.
So we're making the assumption that there was a case opened. I'm wondering if that was the case with the questioner. I don't know.
It did sound like a case was open.
Okay.
And the one thing that I would add to that is, from a best practice standpoint, one thing that sellers want to make sure that they do very clearly within the packaging is make sure that there's an easy way for that buyer to get in contact with them. So when they open that package at home, whether it's a phone number or an email address, make that the first point of contact where that buyer's going to, as opposed to necessarily opening a case.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, we're ready to take a call?
Absolutely.
And also we want to remind listeners that next segment, normally we have a guest and then we have callers. But in the next segment after the break, we're going to keep Brian and Christine
on
with us and take calls.
And I was worried that we were going to have them on for too long. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Oh, no, not at all. So you'll be able to just call us ad nauseum today. So don't worry about it.
And
don't.
I speak for Christine and Brian and myself when we say we're here to serve.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Do call us.
Now, I don't know if we'll have time to continue with Sandy, but let's do it.
Let's start
She's
with Sandy.
A buddy. Yeah. Sandy in Alameda, California, known on eBay as Social Sandy. Hey, Sandy, what's your question or comment today?
I will keep it quick. It's actually a follow-up to the point you were just discussing. So when a buyer sends a question to a seller and using the message system, and the reason for the message's item is not as described, technically that automatically opens a case.
Correct.
Whether it could be, you know, it doesn't fit. It could be the wrong color or whatever. I mean, sure. It could be reasons that aren't anything the seller did wrong. So how would we have those situations not count against us? Do they count as defects, even if it has nothing to do with...
But, Sandy, I'm glad you asked that question, because there is a potential for redress, and we're going to talk about it when we come back at the top of the second hour.
Yep.
Awesome.
So will you stay with
Thank
us for the
so
next
much.
Few minutes?
Sure.
I'm glad she asked us. We always love to end with a cliffhanger.
Yes.
So we can hold people over. This open phone segment for this hour was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next in our second hour, Brian and Christy will answer more of your questions about seller standards here at 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Today, we're going to help eBayers avoid middleman markups that cut into their profit margins. When it comes to liquidation inventory, the easiest way to avoid these markups is to ask questions. Where does your inventory source get its merchandise? Do they hold direct contracts with manufacturers and retailers? If not, you could be paying more than you should. Some indirect sellers earn their markup. They take unsorted liquidation lots and sort it into product-specific pallets. Other middlemen add no value and simply broker or flip the inventory for a marked-up price. So do your homework before you buy. If you're not buying direct from the retailer or manufacturer or its agent, consider going straight to the source.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the submit button. Griffin Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's contact us on the eBay Radio Player, fill out the web form, and hit submit. We look forward to hearing from you.